email macaulay&co@bbc.co.uk or text 80295.
That's the pipes, right. And the might of the traditional bagpipe is being challenged by scientists. On the line, we have Dr. Roger Dannenberg, who's invented McBlair, the robotic piper that you're listening to right now. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning.
Many thanks for joining us.
Sure.
McBlair is the name you've given to this device that I gather you have assembled using robotics, computers.
That's
right. But it does sound rather like a real set of bagpipes.
It is a real set of bagpipes.
Right.
So it's being controlled by a machine, but it's a real acoustic playable set of pipes.
Right.
Ah, I see.
So the drones are working away all right. What is squeezing the bag and is it a regular squeeze?
Well, we're cheating a little bit because there's nothing that squeezes the bag. We're pumping the bag up with air,
uh-huh.
and you know the human squeezes the bag to regulate
yes.
pressure
mm-hmm.
and allow the human to take a breath. But we're just pumping air continuously.
So your machine doesn't need a breath.
That's right.
Of course.
I'd say, as a pipe listener, and obviously, well, I was a chanter player in my younger years. That was previous to the bag,
is that
obviously.
Right?
Yeah. The grace note, you know, the wee is a little bit, just a little, it's just a fraction slow. I know I'm being pedantic, but it is. It's just a little, and that would be the only clue that it wasn't actually, you know, a mad, kilted Scotsman parading around. Because it does sound very like a pipe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, they're real pipes, so it's anything that you don't like about the sound is probably my incompetence as a pipe player in getting things set up right.
Right. So, what are you using for fingers?
The fingers are little black plastic tubes,
uh-huh.
and on the ends of the tube there are little circles of natural rubber, and those replace fingertips.
Right.
And on the other end, to move them, there are electromagnets.
Right. If you've played the chanter, Alison, you don't play with your fingertips. You play with the pads, one knuckle down, don't you?
Well, certainly somewhere between the end and your
right.
first. Well, but I never graduated to the actual pipes, to be honest.
And have you got McBlair set up there? Is there any chance you could get a tune out of him at the minute?
Yes.
Okay.
Shall I start it up now?
Please do. Crank it up.
Press that button.
Okay, so I'll try to tell you what's happening. It takes a few seconds. So
I would imagine in the background they've got Jimmy the Hoover.
You probably hear the air pump running now.
Uh-huh.
And the drones should be kicking in. Yes,
there they are.
The drone.
That's just
and
like
we need to build up a little pressure
up.
To get the chanter going. There it goes.
Ooh.
So,
I think you want to check your reads.
Rick Waller, come in about.
It's authentic. My foot is tapping.
It is. It's like a...
How's that?
It's amazing.
I'm welling up, Dr. Roger. That's probably enough of McBlair.
Okay, let me pull the plug here.
Let's hear this bit. Yeah.
I can barely hear you.
Yeah, that bit's very familiar.
It was like the gutty slippers.
The gutty slippers.
What are you going to do with it, Dr. Roger?
Well, so far it's performed in two concert halls and two bars.
Uh-huh.
So
did it go down better in the bars than the concert halls?
About the same. You know, it's a different kind of crowd.
Presumably you don't have to buy a drink afterwards either.
Right. It goes over pretty well in both places.
Are you bringing it to Scotland, sir?
I would love to bring it to Scotland. So... I'm just looking for a time and a place.
Okay, and with a surname like Dannenberg, I assume you've got some Scottish ancestry.
Actually, I do, but probably not from that
on the maternal side, I would guess. Roger, great fun, and many thanks for joining us here.
Thanks a lot. It's
Cheers.
Been a pleasure.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Splendid.
McBlair.
And his sidekick, McBroon.
Now, that is definitely electronic.
It's a nightmare, isn't it?
It is. Some people enjoy that kind of thing. For our next guest, Lynn Truss, it's intolerable.